Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
Big a deal.
Episode
27.
Back from our first, I don't know if you want to call it live, on-site,
loud
podcast, Heat of Soul Summit.
How'd that go, by the way?
It went pretty good. I posted a few videos today. Some of them were like, they were really hard to
edit. It would have actually been perfect if we had headphones.
It would have been if we had headphones, and plus I had brought two of our really, really good mics.
Yeah, yeah.
And two, like, regular ones, because I didn't know it was going to be that big of a difference. But it was definitely a difference. But next event, next thing we do, would definitely be all our mics, all everything. But special guest in the building, the homie Daniel.
What's up, guys?
Coming to hang out, talk Heat of Soul Summit. What are we talking about, Simple?
Hold on.
What's up? Daniel Jimenez.
Social media.
Oh, yeah. What's your Twitter? What's everything?
Instagram is hype_DJ. Twitter, hype_Daniel. Don't really do Facebook, so that's pretty much it. Snapchat,
yeah, you're right,
because
I sent you
Instagram.
A message on Facebook.
I actually, funny thing, I just reactivated last night, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to get these V2s, so I got to go in them groups and try to find it.
Yeah, you can actually get them fairly cheap on like StockX, that kind of stuff right now. Yeah. I don't know how low you're looking to go.
Realistically, probably $7,750.
Oh yeah,
you could I've seen $740 something on. I mean, I don't know what size it was, but StockX between $740 and $770 seemed like a lot of sizes.
Well, the sad thing is, two people in the office got them that aren't going to keep them, but ain't trying to make that happen.
Dang.
So
they got them on retail.
Yeah, yeah.
Winning lotteries here or?
Nah, adidas.com.
Oh, you got lucky.
With a bot or with no bot?
No comment.
Oh, you can say, because I love bots.
Me too.
I'm about to start buying a bot.
Okay. Yeah,
I've never used a bot or anything, but I'm about to start copying bots.
Okay.
I actually hit my own roommate up. He actually a back-end web developer. And I'm like, hey, you might be interested in this. People are charging $400 on top. So he's like, all right, I'll take a look at it.
And so, all right. Like, he actually did it?
No, he's I actually sent it to him Thursday. So he just had a baby not so long ago too. So he's gonna work on it, take a look at it. So we might have
really?
To buy here pretty soon.
I might have to.
All right. I mean, we know how we know, at least when RSVP. So we had some. We won't say the name, but we had someone develop something a couple of years ago when they were doing RSVP and very successful when Nike was doing that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always want to know when people are talking about, like,
we can talk about it. I mean, Sneaker Valet, it was cracking.
It's cracking.
We were getting every.
I mean,
pairs.
We may have already said the name on
we
the show.
Said
I don't know, but
we were getting pairs on Twitter RSVP around the country.
All right. I think I only ever won maybe two or three things off Twitter RSVP, and then it went downhill.
You should have hit up SneakerValet.com. It was cracking.
I just want to know what people, when people are talking about, not the back door of a store, pause, but when people say going through the back door of a website, I don't know if they're talking about having a bot or they're like they have someone who develops to figure out what the link is to where something's already live. That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know a little bit about programming, so I kind of know. It's just being able to see the back end of the code. Like, what you really need is that link, though. Because I've seen some stuff personally. This goes to the effect about when we were talking about the Yeezys. I've seen a way to get into the back of the website and see the inventory of, like, what they have
really?
In every size and stuff
like
that.
I've done that before on other websites.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You had already done it for
these
Yeezys
are facts.
If you know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it for sites like that. I've done it for other sites, and these are facts. All right.
Actually, yeah. You keep saying that. That's funny. That's like your little catchphrase.
Yes,
I need to make you a shirt for that.
Facts.
These are facts.
These are facts.
Are okay, but he doesn't use the word correctly. That's the difference.
I know. That's why it's funny.
It doesn't matter. George's already hating. I mean, I guess if we all talking about it, we already took.
L's. If we're gonna make an ironic shirt, your shirt should be #opinion, and then on the back, like,
well, your hashtag should be opinion/facts. Like, you're the only person I know that make opinion facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
What?
You're the only person I know that has an opinion, but you will act like to us that it's
you
fact.
Literally use the word facts when you say things.
You're right.
Well, what are we talking about?
Anyways.
Yours would be false facts and stats.
Okay.
False facts and stats. That's actually a pretty good one. You should change that on your bio.
Yeah.
Any pickups
My statistics come from actual mathematician Jesus.
Okay, right, your stuff is... Okay, anyways.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Pickups this week.
Pickups. Anybody get anything new?
I did.
Daniel first?
Yeah.
Nothing? Nothing that hit us on something?
L's all the way around. I honestly was down on the floor for maybe 45 minutes max.
Really?
Yeah. The only thing I was really looking for that day was to try to size swap my Supreme 98s.
Oh,
what size you got?
I have an 11.
Oh, okay.
What color?
A red one.
Oh, okay.
There's a
guy out there.
The sad thing is there's a dude, I forgot exactly off the top what his IG is, but he runs like a resale thing that he's setting up. He has a 10.5.
Oh, really?
But needs a 10 and doesn't want to size swap me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lame. So what, you've tried all the consignment stores in town?
No, I mean, I look online. I guess I'm not doing enough due diligence in that effort. But
that's probably what it is. Because you could probably find a pair for almost retail
yeah,
now.
Yeah, there's some that's popped up at Round 2 and stuff like that. And I've used their proxy before, so that dude's legit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I got the Don C's they posted a couple weeks ago. The blue ones
blue
for
ones?
$5. Yeah.
Oh, word?
Yeah, with fees and shipping, everything was $5.40.
Dang.
So yeah. That's a store in LA, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Round 2.
I haven't checked that out before.
No, oh, you haven't been to the store?
No.
You even watched the show
Wait, did we go to Round 2?
They're the ones that dipped that Supreme in the red paint.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Okay.
They started out in VA. The reason I found out about them actually was Charles, because there was a time when I was traveling with Charles to a bunch of shows.
Oh, okay.
And he had all these boxes, and I was like, dude, what's up with this? They make their own replacement boxes.
Oh, okay.
And it has like boxing gloves and stuff on it. I was like, the box is dope. Like, that's a dope tight. Concept. And so he's like, yeah, these dudes from VA, and they do all kinds of steals. And so that was about the time they started doing the YouTube show. And so that's how I started following them.
See, I'm not versed in, like, everybody on YouTube who does, like, that, sneaker stuff. And
that's actually
like that.
Where my lane more so what I've been paying attention to lately is YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. George, too. George is a huge vlog fan.
Yeah,
he watches.
Yeah. Huge.
George watches vlogs all day.
All of a sudden, fam.
I was about to say that.
All of a sudden, fam.
Okay. Shout out to all of a sudden, fam.
You guys are out of control. Yeah.
Bro, this is how.
Semple ran up to him at a show, scurried like a little kid to talk to him at a show.
You weren't even there. You're so sad.
It like, doesn't matter. I heard about it.
Hey, this is how
I'm not even impressed by celebrities. Like, I don't know why you think this is a big deal.
We talked to, wasn't it?
I watch vlogs at work, but like all kinds of vlogs, not just sneaker stuff. I watch stuff about... Not so much that one. I watched a couple, like the one they did snowboarding in New York or whatever.
Yeah.
I watched that one. That one was big.
A lot of what people were doing with vlogs is a lot of what he started in his style with cameras. Casey Neistat.
He had a show on HBO a couple years ago, and that's how he kind of got famous. I mean, he was already like
no
most of the people you're talking about are like YouTube famous or whatever. I don't even that doesn't even exist. But.
I know Casey Masterpiece barbecue sauce. That's all. I don't know who that is.
George,
like, no joke. I got into an argument in a group because me and Simple were at a BHT Fest. We took a picture with.
Kais.
Wasn't it Keese?
Kais Omar. Okay.
We took a picture with him, and I just posted it in this thing, and this guy commented, and he said, all of a sudden, fam. I said, yo, but I don't know who that cat is. I was like, he ain't fam. I didn't even say he's fam. He was like, no, that's their thing. I was like, oh, I felt so stupid. I watch that stuff. I do watch them, but I don't know. I never pay attention to like, yo, this is, I never do, and I probably should. I mean, I want people to subscribe and watch our stuff. I do watch it, but I watch it on Complex.
Like I just think Complex the thing about
yeah, that's the kind of stuff I watch. Like we talk all the time about that, like Hot Wings show.
Yeah,
to me, that's kind of like vlogging, in my opinion. I mean, I know it's not really a vlog, but that's the kind of stuff I watch.
George watches sneaker vlogs, food vlogs, and vlogs from the 1910s to remind him of his childhood.
Yes, from the 1900s.
Yes, when women wore pantsuits to the beach as a bathing suit, and you got a ticket if it wasn't too revealing.
Although we did watch that, me and George was in my office watching that video, like when the atomic bomb dropped. We watched it for like 40 minutes. I was like,
George was flying the airplane.
I still feel bad about that.
I feel bad.
Hey, I'm gonna say this though: the people that are using drones for like all the like. Shots in the air, dope in my opinion.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
I
are dope. Yeah. Homeboy that Rome that came here, Mr. Me Too, man, drones everywhere, and he spends a grip on drones, like a grip. But pickups. Anybody else? I got pickups. I got uncaged olives from Blake Griffin
at the show
at Heat of Soul Summit retail. Also got another pair of
wait. What size are you?
A 10.
Okay. Because I know his size range. That's why I'm like, if you got it from him, we about the same size.
And I got another pair of Gary Paytons from 97.
Wait. Blake Griffin wears a size 10?
No, he wears a size 12. 11 and a half, 12.
That was like, he had a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but he has a bunch of stuff that's like 10. Well, yeah, 10 to
like the Foot Locker.
Yeah. I got another OG pair of Gary Paytons from 96. Pretty good condition. Got it from this guy. Got it for $59. He wanted $200, but I talked him down.
That's a pretty hefty.
I've never done that. I mean, I've done it a few times. Talked people down on eBay, but I said, "Bro, you ain't got no box. This joint is creased. I'm gonna have to rejuvenate these joints." He was like, "No joke." What he said? He said, "I don't even know what that means." He said, "I'll give it to you for 88." I said, "Bro, come on, man. Give me 59, and you can do the slowest shipping possible. $59." I ain't got them yet. They coming. So that's how I put it. So.
I think he's saying you're on the Pony Express tissue paper.
Well, I don't care if he drove it here himself. Right? What else did I get?
I think he threw it on top of a train that was like passing through.
Yes, I threw it. He threw it on the top. What's up? What are you going to show me?
You got some new clothes?
Oh, I mean, shout out to Manor. Shout out to a few people.
That was
there.
The first time me meeting Jeremy, too. He's super cool.
Super cool, homie. I'm going to tell you something. Something about Manor makes some quality clothes. I didn't even know this shirt was made out of such fine material, all right? Yeah. Typically, a lot of shirts are made out of that heavy cotton. This stuff is made out of that cotton you could wear, like, no undershirt. And it just feels good on your body.
It's probably the American Apparel or Next Level.
I hope so.
But there's stuff.
I asked him. He said the screen printer or whatever is out of San Diego, I think.
Mm.
You got to have cool clothes in San Diego.
I hate San Diego. Human.
The hats are super dope, though. I bought that hat. I wore it Saturday night, Sunday, and Monday.
Yeah, damn. I was a little upset. Somebody who shall remain nameless, who visited here, who's a part of the team, got one for free at the event.
So. Oh, he was wearing it, too.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that must be nice. You getting all kinds of free stuff. You got a hat, some shorts, T-shirts.
Man.
Well, I got the shirt for free.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't you guys get a shirt?
Yeah.
He's going to give me one, but I'm not a Suns fan, so.
You know, simple. He probably got his friend that say to nobody. He wasn't going to tell us. Like, oh, I don't want to say nothing. What else would you cop, simple?
The only thing I copped at Heated Soul Summit, I got a pair of Fear God sweats and some Manor clothing. But I was blessed with a pair of shattered backboards the day before. So that's my only pickup in a couple weeks.
Nice.
Blessed. What you got, George?
Yes, major key shattered backboard. He just said he wants shattered backboards today, so you might want to gift them to him.
Those are a blessing.
Simple's too rich to gift. I mean, I don't get it. He got all that money. He don't want to gift nothing to you. It's messed up.
That's the way it goes, man. All these rich people get all this stuff for free anyway.
Right. It's life, right? What you got, George?
I got Solar NMDs, the all red ones. That's why I told you don't bother buying them.
I need to see those in person.
I'm undecided. I meant to bring them today. I forgot. I'm upset.
Yeah, they're not that tight.
You saw them at Pound for Pound?
Yeah, they kind of suck.
Shout out to Napier.
They don't suck, but they suck.
And thanks to Napier for filling in for me on Saturday.
He said, "Rest in peace."
taking my job.
So, anything coming out this week? Upcoming? Nothing?
OVO yeah, there's 12. Stuff. That, yeah, OVO 12 is this Saturday. Which? And there's something else. They pushed the reverse shatter backboards back, but there's another. Is it the Wool 12? The Wool 12. The Wool 12's come out this weekend.
And you know what? Let's run some back. And George might have to agree as well. Waterproof 12s in person aren't that bad.
Those are the ones that come out this week, right? Or no?
No, the ones we saw.
Yeah. Those are dope.
They suck, but they suck, but they don't suck that bad.
Yeah. They definitely suck, but they definitely
suck in
don't
terms
suck.
Of like us paying for them. Yes. But when I saw them on feet, there I was like,
"All right, all right."
How much would you pay for them? Is the question.
$80.
No, I pay about $77.48, maybe $49. $77.48. I don't know.
So what is that?
Plus tax?
Is that after tax? Is that a half lane?
No, that's if we get 30% off from what's his name, Nike. I was about to say
that's cheaper than somebody with a Nike discount.
I need a double swoosh. I need a swoosh
that's
on top of swoosh.
I miss that swoosh life.
Yes, you need 80% off.
I think everybody had a swoosh.
Simple, you have too many shoes as it is, and you want 80% off shoes.
Yeah, I used to work at Mills, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why I had this.
Did swoosh. You work there with some other people that we know?
Yeah.
Mr. Johnny Gonzalez, you worked there with him?
Yep. No, okay. I was there after Johnny.
Oh, really?
Who was there? Adrian was there.
You quit or get fired.
Ben Snead was there.
Oh, you quit or get fired. Cats get fired at Nike regularly.
I was terminated on good terms.
Is that what they told
That's
you?
That's the official. In other words, I think you could still come back. You just got to go right now.
Would you ever work there again? Not there, but Nike.
I would. Honestly, like, I really, I'm like, really into tech and everything like that, like the tech of the shoes and stuff.
Right.
And I loved helping the customers. But the atmosphere of the way they work and the amount of hours and
the pay.
They really don't care. No. There's hundreds of employees that work at one store. Like the store at Mills, there's literally probably 100 people on payroll.
Really?
And you're going to get like maybe one or two. You got to work your way up, so you'll get like a shift here, a shift there.
Oh, you know, it's fine. Like, maybe that's why, because like I know a few people that work at, I've never seen them there though.
Yeah.
They all work at Reserve Mills. I've never seen one.
Yeah, but at regular Nike, we see the same people every
day. Oh, yeah.
Because you get like, you start out, they're like, all right, we're going to start a job for 3 hours a week. You go, after 3-4 years, you can work your way up to 15 hours a week.
Yeah, essentially. It really depends on how good you are, though, to be honest. I mean, I'm sure you guys walk in there and talk to the people that work there. I would say roughly 85-90% of the people there don't really know.
I feel that like much the people the that work at Mills that I see there all the time have the worst customer service skills I've ever seen in my entire life.
I will agree.
Like, you ask them for anything. Like, there's one or two that I know, like, if I ask, hey, do you have this? Or hey, can you check for this? Or hey, is there anything on the back page or backdoor app or whatever it's called that's like cool? Like, I've gone in a couple times. The dude was like, hey, like those Flyknit tech pants. This dude was like, yo, those Flyknit tech pants that are $200 are on the back, the Nike back assist for $22.99.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, give me two of those. Like,
yeah.
But like somebody's like, you'll be like, hey, do you guys have any? Like, and he's like, I don't know. I don't know what's in the back.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, they changed it up, I know, specifically at Mills, because it's clearance now.
Yeah.
So they separate the back of house people. They don't want the floor people going back there.
Oh.
Like, don't go back there. Don't touch anything. Especially the guy who runs back of house.
Dang.
The guy who runs back of house, Dexter, at Mills, he's like a stickler. Like, what are you doing back here? What do you need? I got it.
Allegedly.
Like, yeah.
I don't know Dexter. Dexter might listen.
Nah. He was a cool dude, but I mean, he was just like very anal, like don't touch anything. Everything's organized a certain way. If you need something,
I thought
call
they
on
just
the radio.
Act like that because they didn't want to do it.
How bad are they about things that are, what's the word I want to use?
Like, secret?
Wanted or desired or whatever.
Well, from what I heard, the way they changed it up now, in the beginning, well, the manager who was there when it got switched over to a clearance store got fired because he was doing a lot of like holding stuff in the back. But I know that they were doing it at like intervals, so they would release some stuff in the morning because they know people would be there waiting.
Yeah. Right.
And then later in the day, they'd put more stuff out.
Because I went to Foot Locker yesterday when NMDs.
Yeah, I heard about the restock.
Dropped.
Yeah, yeah.
They go in there. I'm just so sick and tired of like employees. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm in the store. I go there. They're like, we have no idea. We have no idea. We have no idea if shoes are coming today. We don't know what we're hoping. And there's like 50 people in there, like, NMDs here. And it's like, how do we all know and you guys know nothing?
Yeah.
I think
know.
The thing that upsets me the
know.
Most is
it's
their
so annoying.
Their Twitter says contact your local store.
Yeah.
And then
you go in
the
there and they're
then,
like, I don't know. I mean, check after 4. Check between 12 and 4 o'clock when the boxes are here. We have no idea when the shipment comes. I hate that
pretty
garbage.
Ridiculous.
Right? That's the most annoying. That House of Hoops at Scottsdale Mall has been, anyways.
House of Hoops, period, out here.
I don't know about the other ones.
It's been goofy since they opened.
Heat of Soul Summit.
Well, hold on. He forgot about the ones you want. Pharrell and MDs are also coming out.
Oh, Human Races.
I think tomorrow maybe, but yep. Technically this week.
I'm lots of colors. About tonight.
Whole rainbow full. Did you see someone actually released the information, probably from that, what you're talking about the numbers that are on the
back door?
Euro, either the Euro or the Canadian Adidas site.
Wait, they're not coming out US tomorrow?
They come out everywhere, but someone tweeted, like, one of those coders or whatever tweeted out what he's talking about. No. I don't know if it was Adidas Europe, but one of the colors, green or something, there was like 233 pairs.
Russian spies.
For all of Europe. God. So the black one is the least limited or whatever. The black one, there was like 2,200 pairs or something like that. The
I'm never gonna get
green was
want.
233. There was another one that was in the 200s, and some of the other ones are a little bit higher, like 400, 500, something like that. But I think the green and
the red,
maybe the red, yeah, green and red or green and blue were the blue. Most limited ones.
I just want the green
like
ones.
I want the yellow ones.
You know that's not the same yellow one, right?
I'm not even trying.
What's this? What's different about
it's
this?
Tangerine. We were me and one of the guys at work were talking
really?
About it earlier. It's not the same one that's already out. The one that
that is different.
The one that the UN and everything's been posting on.
I just thought those were bad lighting.
I think the black one is the best one in my opinion.
It's a different shade of yellow, and the human race on it is a different color. The
what
one
color
that
is
the
it?
One it's white on the new one that's coming out.
That's
the
right.
other ones are black.
Okay, it's black. That's right. Okay,
it's a different shade of yellow.
The stitching on the black one is black. So, I mean, that's why I think it's kind of dope because there's no contrast.
You want the green one, really?
I want all of them.
I want the green
one. I want any single one. I don't like that. That
it looks like a periodic table.
Yeah, periodic table chart. Look, I don't want that.
I'd say blue or red.
One of them. I'm going to try. But
that reminds me, our top 10 today is the top 10 best sneakers of 2016.
Thus far.
Yeah. So not including tomorrow's drop.
But I might have put something that's not even out yet that's coming in 2016.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you threw a fit about me adding Snakeskin 98s on my all-time collab list because they released the weekend before.
No. That was because they sucked.
You bought them the day before. Nah, Snakeskin.
They're not sneak discs. Because if they were, we'd be rich. The sneak disc, Snakeskin 98s.
Whatever.
Are fire. That would be dope. In that case, I would say they're fire.
They're all. Yes, a collab.
A collab.
Hit It Soul Summit. Daniel, part of the Hit It Soul family. You've been doing that for how long?
2011, 2012.
Oh, really?
I'm very bad with dates.
So this is like your ninth event, right? Because a couple of years you did it two. You did it twice. Yeah.
This is seventh, eighth if you count Sneaker Bowl.
What's your and you know what? I didn't even know Sneaker Bowl was one of your guys' things too until Tesh came on.
A little bit. That was a touchy subject, to be honest. It started out pre-planning as a Heated Soul event, and then kind of just ended up being a Tesh event.
Oh, dang. We got beef?
Nah.
Live on the show.
I didn't like Super Bowl sneaker thing. I didn't care for that one, though. I don't know why. I just didn't. But everything else I've always liked. What do you do there? What's your role?
Pretty much do all the design work for everything.
So all those logos and everything?
Everything, yeah.
Flyers,
everything. Flyers, the t-shirts, pretty much anything marketing-wise, anything on Instagram, all that stuff.
How hard is it?
It's not, because that's what I kind of went to school for. So
I mean, just for the whole event? Or do you strictly do that?
Yeah. Well, okay. I do that. I mean, I get some tables and stuff. Everyone kind of delegated different. And the roles have changed throughout all the events. I mean, when we started, there was more members than there are now. And I mean, a couple people switched. There's a couple chairs that have switched out too.
There was a lot of other members under that are no longer
a couple of them probably been on the show.
Beef?
Yeah. No. There's no beef. I'm sure there's probably hard feelings.
Was it none, that bad?
None from this side, but I'm sure people feel some type of way.
I mean, was it like bad? Like, it just kind of came out of nowhere because I was asking certain people about it and they were like, oh, I'm not with them. When I was like, oh, like, I thought it was just a group of guys doing something for the culture.
It started off, honestly, I don't know how much Tesh dove into it because I don't really remember. Like I said, I'm bad with stuff like that.
Right.
It started off as charity. Like all the ones at the school were for charity. We saw none of that money.
That's what I remember.
Yeah, we gave the school all that money. I mean, from every event, we would keep a little to help start the next one. But we didn't get any of that money. So all the money went back to the school, and that's kind of because that's where Tesh worked. So we were able to use the facilities, and we had pretty much free run of the school when we were doing those. So that's where all that money went. And then Sneaker Bowl is kind of where it started to change. Okay. Obviously, we outgrew the school, and that was the number one complaint everyone would always say. It's dope. It's big. Can we get it outside of the school?
I don't know if you guys had necessarily, like, outgrew it.
Yeah.
Like, it was getting more and more people. But, like, we talked with Tesh, I think, like, it's so fickle out here.
Yeah.
Like, you have one event where it's just people to the walls, and then you have another event where it's like, oh, it was cool, and then another event was like, ooh, it was a little thin. And then, like, a year later, back, everyone is on top of each other again.
I think it rides with the trend of how sneakers are going in general, I would say. And our market in Arizona is really weird.
Really weird.
Yeah. That's definitely one thing I can say from doing the events that you obviously see is the market is so fickle. It's
even like you said, just with sneakers in general, the market. I mean, some of the sneakers maybe on our list, like, I feel just got so disrespected this year.
Yeah.
Like, as far as, like, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. So how did you feel Heat of Soul turned out?
It was good. Good. Very successful. I would say we made a substantial amount of money, but as much as it costed, the profit margin wasn't as high as some of the other ones, but super successful. I mean, in that stage too, I was telling the guys, I was thinking about it the night before, like I had that tremendous feeling of success just being on that platform, being able to pull it off, because it was really stressful. going through this one. This one compared to some of the other ones, the stress levels were definitely up there.
So I would imagine so.
So what's next? We going back to the school?
Final Four.
Oh.
April 2nd.
Is the there's a date?
Tentative date, April 2nd.
Dang. Yeah.
And it will be, do you have a possible venue?
We were kind of thinking of going back to Avondale because of the size, but definitely something that size is what we're looking at. So I know we were looking at another rec center at one point that was like on the south side, the same things, like four courts.
Mm-hmm.
So
was something of that size. Croc, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Salvation. Yeah. It's a good sized place.
Yeah.
But the parking there is
horrible.
It's really bad there.
Yeah.
They have two lots, but it's like, eesh, it's rough there.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Oh, what'd you think, George? Ryan? You were there, George?
Simba wasn't there, so I don't know what you're asking him for.
He showed up.
He showed up late. I had to walk him in that.
He was in
and walk him out.
I even got caught by security.
Yeah, he got yelled at by security. We're trying to walk out. That was
you can't
funny.
Go out here. I was like, I'm just leaving. Like, oh. He's like, no, you got to turn around and go back.
You got to stay. You didn't cop.
Even when Simba was there, he was invisible. So
that's true. Everybody's like, where's Simba? I'm like, he's actually here now.
Head to toe camel.
That's how you
got
to be.
Here and then gone. What'd you think, George?
It was dope. I'm not a Suns fan, but having it in the arena was pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't the first time I've been on the floor. One of my roommates a long time ago was a strength and conditioning coach for the Mercury, so we used to get floor seats to the Mercury. And
oh, that's cool.
Hooked up with every once in a while to the Suns tickets and whatnot. Typical sneaker show. I'm glad it was better than the last one as far as like how much room and the temperature and any of the other things we complained about. I didn't see the same kind of things, though. Like, last time we complained about, like, people with strollers and people in wheelchairs and that kind of stuff. Because we had to, like, move our table for people.
Yeah.
No wheelchairs allowed in this one. You couldn't get down the stairs.
No, there was an elevator.
There was elevators. There was a couple guys in wheelchairs.
They would have got sued.
Hedis on Summit, I thought it was great. I mean, there's obviously always pros and cons and stuff. A lot of the cons that people were saying, which, and I'll admit, I said it at myself, was like, the prices were higher, it felt like. But Georgia made a good point.
Was that like as far as what people were selling their
stuff?
What
they were selling.
Okay.
And this is the thing. Georgia made the good point that it has nothing to do with you guys.
Yeah.
That's people setting their own prices on the stuff they're selling. And it's kind of like, I guess like I actually kind of think that a lot of people saw this as like Suns event. I can price my stuff a little higher.
Yeah,
it might be more people. I might be able to get it. Because there was a table there. I'll never forget these cats, man. I don't know what their table was called, but these cats were selling actual beaters. I mean, beat. And they were some of the highest shoes in the building. Wow. I mean, they had Ultra Boosts that were trashed almost at Flight Club prices. And they were like, nah, I need that. And I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the complaints last time, not only from talking to people, but that we had on the podcast was that expectations are unreal. Like, I saw one of the greatest steals I've seen in a long time when that cat brought those NMDs around, and I should have bought them. And if they were your size, you might even have bought them. But
I probably would have bought them.
What was it? He had the
what are those called?
The camo prime knit.
The red ones.
I mean, I don't think Pinkish. Glitch is the first one. The camo one that came out of the first, like the gray one. The prime knit camos where the four colors came out: blue, gray, whatever. He had I assumed it was solar when it first came out, but it's more like orange when you look at it.
That tie-dye-ish looking one?
No. Not the nice kicks.
Oh, okay.
Fire.
No. Those are dope.
Fire.
I hate it. And we'll talk about those later. But, let me find a picture of it. Prime,
whatever
I know
it is.
They're called something camo.
What do you have them for? 260?
He said 250 at first, and they were brand new. They're DS 250, and you can't find those. I mean, you know, not much more you can find them for, 280 or whatever, but you can't find them very often for under 300, maybe 280, 290. He said 250, and then you were like, and he was like, all right, 230. Brand new. Now, granted, he was just carrying one shoe around. Who knows if he had the box or what it looked whatnot, but that was, in my opinion, that was a steal because that's, not only is that something that's people want, you know what I mean? It's an NMD, which is crazy in the market right now. But it was a prime knit NMD that sold out immediately for $230. I mean, that's only – those went for $170, right? So that's $60 over retail.
Yeah,
that's to me, that's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, definitely the theme of sneakerheads right now.
If it was my size, I probably would have bought it. And thinking back, sorry, Hannah, I probably should have bought it for you because it was a men's 8.5, which is a woman's 9.
I mean, definitely the sneaker theme of, like, this event was anything with Boost
and
Jordan 1s.
Yeah.
There were so many Shattered Backboards, so many Pirate Blacks, Ultra Boosts.
Ah, that one. Okay.
What is it? Oh.
Yeah, just show the picture. Oh, okay. Yeah.
God,
they're flames, in my opinion. I mean,
in person, right there, they look whack. I never seen them in person. In person, I thought they sucked. But
the,
in person,
the gray ones are the ones I wanted when all those dropped, and I wasn't even at the computer when they came out, so I had no chance. But now that I think about it, looking at some of these prices for NMDs, because if add to cart is $175 for Pharrell's, it's probably like $100 or $75 or something for a prime knit NMD. I don't mind paying that. I mean,
So. Speaking of vendors, anything, I don't know if you got to talk to them or talking to Tish, anybody. They generally
everyone seemed good. To do pretty good. I mean, there's a little saying I like to ask people when I walk around. It's like, are we lobster and steak tonight? Like, how all right. you guys do? Everyone said they did pretty good that I talked to.
Right.
I mean, obviously, the people I talked to the most was us and us being Rejuvenator. And Steve was a little upset by the fact that he gave us what he gave us for the VIP pack. Like, I was talking to him the morning of. He's like, I don't know why. Like, I gave you guys all that stuff because it's essentially the kit. He's like,
right.
Now what are people going to come buy? I mean, they did pretty decent, but definitely not as good as they would have if they wouldn't have gave us that
right.
that VIP stuff. The VIP pack, I think, was definitely well worth it for this
it
one.
It was
like,
well
ridiculous.
Worth it. I mean, a lot of the stuff in the pack, I mean, like we were saying, like a lot of stuff in the pack, like typically I'm not wearing like socks and all
yeah,
that
yeah.
stuff, but it was well worth the $40. Like
yeah.
if I was into that, I mean, it came with a lanyard, custom socks, limited roughneck shirt.
Yep.
Pound for pound water bottle,
yep.
a Rejuvenator cleaning kit,
yep.
Simple, and a Suns ticket.
Simple had it all along.
And a backpack.
And a $5
and a backpack.
And the play.
And a $5 play.
Yeah. Simple had a backpack on, t shirt, and socks when he came in.
All of it. I mean, it was just. I mean, it was a lot of stuff. So it was definitely worth it.
So since we're on the topic, that's a good thing, too. I want to pick your guys' brains about. So, I mean, one of the things always with the events is trying to figure out what to make the best value and what should we put in VIP packs.
Well, let me tell you what to do to make the event better, and
okay.
that's get all these rappers off the stage.
That was okay. one thing that we brought up.
Jesus
the,
Christ.
Yeah, the performances weren't as good this time from
now,
what I heard.
Okay, now this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they sucked.
Well, here's the thing. Hold on. I agree with you, but if we had headphones, it wouldn't have mattered how loud they were.
It wasn't even matter with us. I'm talking about just general people. People in general were just like, oh, my head. Like, head was pounding, all right? Now, they weren't bad at performing. I didn't think they were bad.
I thought
there was a few that were pretty good.
I thought there was one that was good, and the rest were just...
Those R&B cats went up there, and y'all were ready to light our carpet on fire.
Okay, whoa. Now, the dude rapping wasn't too bad. I don't like R&B singers. First of all, Homeboy was like... I absolutely hate hearing cats do runs like that. Like, he was running like Jodeci. And, like, I hate seeing crowds that aren't into it when they're so hyped. Homeboy with the dreadlocks was pretty good.
That
he was just shaking, and the audience was just, like, just staring at
well,
him.
Well, I've seen that dude around. I mean, I don't even remember his name, to be honest, and that's a little bit my fault, I guess. But he's been around for a while, because I remember back when Dunk Exchange used to do the ones on the rooftop and on Mill. I've seen that dude around a lot.
Fresh?
Yeah. And he's always hyped.
No, that dude was hyped and nobody in the audience was hyped. And somebody, I don't know, it was my son, somebody was like, he should at least bring his friends to be hyped in the audience.
The thing about the performances, I've always said, is like they should make more out of it. I mean, if you don't already have a built-in audience, I think like they should set up tables and like walk, have like listening party, not like a listening, but like come up, like, this is my music, listen to it,
right,
or something like that.
Like,
or,
were they selling stuff
like they
or
do
giving
like
CDs?
When you're walking down the Vegas Strip and they put the headphones on, you're like, check out my mixtape.
Yeah, like, dude should have a table and like
sell
I'm
a mixtape.
Yeah, like okay. sell apparel or something. I'm sure you guys gotta have something.
I'm gonna give some free tip advice for people who do local hip hop and music. Okay,
go to Birdie Band.
Okay, no. if you're giving me a CD, I will never listen to it. Period. If you give me a thumb drive, I will actually take it to work and listen to it. If you, as a local rapper, have a table, you could go on eBay and buy the smallest thumb drives, about 100 of them in a lot, for like $85. 100 thumb drives. Put your mixtape on and say, hey, man, here's my mixtape. Go ahead when you're at work, when you're in the whip, when you're driving. Go ahead and throw this in there. Take a look. I will actually listen to it. You give me a CD and a sleeve, I will never, ever listen to it. I mean, this was in my younger days. I would literally throw CDs at people at the bus stop when I drove by. Just throw them out the window. It's a little messed up, but I was young.
Yeah, you're a bad person. So
I'm not doing it. If you don't have a thumb drive.
Yeah, I know. That was 3 months ago.
That was before my first kid. But I don't understand. Like, you could do so much better. Like, local rappers, like, I mean, there's a lot of local rappers that I do like that I know personally, but man, like, they should have tables. They should have a setup to, like, I could come talk to, like, yo, what kind of music you do? You can't force your music on me because I can't pay attention to it. And it's hard to really pay attention to it. You had a long day, you've been selling, been talking to people, and then it's just like bam and turn up and yelling and dreads and,
what,
and dreads.
With that too, with the performances, I kind of feel like kind of how the barber thing is. If you segregate it to a certain area, so the people that want to actually listen to the music will go into that area, and it's not overcrowding the people trying to sell stuff.
How does the barber stuff better. Do?
It does pretty well. I mean, we don't really monitor it as much. We more so sell the space.
Okay.
So it's like, hey.
Dang, I should have went over there.
Yeah, you should have went over there. I was like, go out by the barber stuff, and I'm like, I always want to ask and talk to him, but I'm like, I don't know if stuff's free. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, none of them are ever engaging. They're just sitting in the chairs, and I'm like, oh, I seen a lot of barber chairs lined up. But not a person who was getting a cut. And I was like, maybe I could just get a cut. But I didn't know who to ask or what to do.
They actually have competitions. I know this time it was more so a competition. I know some of the previous ones, it was just people bringing out their clients if they were cutting. So it's like, hey, I need to get a cut that day. Well, I'm going to be at the event. Come through.
Oh, okay. And are they free cuts or is it?
Yeah, you got to talk to the person cutting the hair.
Well, my son went over. He was like, yo, I want to get a cut. I said, all right, cool. Just go over there. I gave him money just in case. And he was like, I don't know who it was. Was like, yeah, it's a free cut, but you have to let us do whatever we want.
Yeah,
he was like, oh, no. He was like, we want to do whatever we want, and you got to walk around and, like, kind of not show it off. But, like, people want
to
see the cut.
Well, yeah. Well, that's what my barber is, too. I've been to a few barber events in other states and stuff like that. They have their whole old thing going, too.
I know. I see
it. Yeah, but the bad thing about those events, I would say, is they're more so for the people who are barbers. Like, it's not one of those things where it's a large outside crowd coming in.
Right.
And that's something I think they need to address. I've talked to my friend about that. But, like you said, they're not very personable to people who are not barbers. Like, it's like they all know each other and they talk to each other.
Because, I mean, if you're a barber, you're used to people coming to you. You never have to be like, yo, my man, you don't have to be like that. People come into a barbershop, get a cut, they like it, they come back. Like, you become their barber. When you're at an event, like, you have to feel the vibe. Like, you're not trying to, like, you know, but I get it, you know. I mean, I definitely wanted to get a cut because I'm like, man, I'm cats be doing some dope cuts.
Yeah.
And I had even, like, kind of grew my hair out a little bit just to go get a cut, and I never did. But
I thought you were growing out for dreads.
Hey, man, I thought about getting it twisted, but I don't know. My hairline is rough, man. it's almost disappearing. That was pretty much the thing. I mean, just the music was kind of loud sometimes. And I'm not just talking about for us. Like, it was just, you know, but I kind of think a lot of people that were complaining about the music, they didn't really sell nothing. They just was having a rough time anyways.
People need to lower their prices. I mean, that's the the expectations were way too high for sellers. And I mean, maybe some of the people who've been to shows in the past know what to expect. And maybe some of the, like, that table you're talking about with them young kids who had, like, nothing but, like, a bunch of boosts. I mean, they had Yeezys, too, so they had some nice stuff. I don't know if it was beat or not. I know them Ultra Boosts were because I saw them.
Those Ultra Boosts were. But
maybe they think
you couldn't reset
something.
The nap. Well, no.
Right. Maybe when you have 15 little kids who have endless energy, don't mind packing all that shit up and taking it back home, and they will wait till they get the deal they want. But
he looked at me in my eyes and told me $300 for them. Something about selling me a shoe that's used and it's tied up in the knot when the laces are tied, like someone just took the shoe off their foot. I absolutely hate that. All right, I hate that. All right, the shoe was in a double knot, like the bow. It had a bow. Like, don't sell me that garbage. And when
what boost was it?
It was the original Ultra Boost. The
white?
The black with the purple in the back.
Purple.
The OG Boost.
And he wanted $300?
And now, 300 DS, I might have would have thought.
With the purple heel clip?
You can get those for retail.
I know I can. I've seen them in groups. Retail, I don't know about that.
220?
240, maybe.
With the purple heel clip?
Yeah. But these, I can't even describe how beat they were.
Like two shoe freak beat?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
damn. No,
they might have been more beat than that, bro. They didn't even have the bottom was barely on it. The black. I couldn't.
First of all, us here at the Sneak Diz are major Two Shoe Freak fans.
We check
their YouTube weekly for updated Two Shoe Freak videos, and Two Shoe Freaks has not posted anything. I know you got football practice, but get us some videos.
I told them, cats, I was like, yo, y'all got to come on here.
Listen to him. Have you talked to those kids about vlogs?
Nah, not in person.
Nah, they're cool.
We support local.
Cool, no, we love them, cats.
I talked to them when we did the ASU show. That was the first one they did. Talked to them and their parents for a while, because when they were setting up, I was helping them and stuff. And they're pretty cool. Their parents are retired.
Really?
Yeah, and that's to support the kids, do whatever they want.
George doesn't want, but me and Simple, we literally check for their stuff.
I watched one of them. I watched the one they did from Heat His Soul, the last one.
Yeah.
In
April or whatever.
I knew George watched. George loves vlogs.
I just saw it yesterday, though.
He got a Two Shoe Freak t-shirt.
Bro, I got to get the kids on here, bro.
When I see a new Two Shoe Freak video, I go get my lunch.
And he literally texts me like, bro, Two Shoe Freaks up. I'm like, oh,
go get a soda.
I'm like, I gotta get to my desk, me. Facts.
I watch it. But no, I think George is right. I think expectations are lopsided on both sides. Like, I think sellers want Flight Club or above prices, and buyers want retail, below retail steals. Like, even the stuff that you bought, like the uncaged NMDs, the olive ones, you paid retail. And
maybe below retail.
And that's the third show he's brought those shoes to for retail.
Facts.
And like, you know, so people walk around. He had a bunch of stuff on his table. He had those white red 12s for under retail. He had a grip of those nylon 12s for around retail. I mean, stuff that sold out.
Nobody wants that.
That nobody's.
Well, okay. It's still retail, though.
It's retail.
Like,
and it's stuff that sold out.
How many times have people posted retail stuff in the groups you've been in and stuff doesn't sell? And I'm talking about like Facebook stuff that might have sold out at the time.
I think that goes to the mentality of people, though. If you see somebody post something for retail, you're thinking,
yeah, you want
maybe
another.
I can get a little bit
$20, $30 under that. Yeah.
Because I see somebody post retail, I go check eBay. I'm like, okay, if he posted for retail, they might be like $25 to go on eBay.
eBay's been getting expensive lately. I don't know what people think. They're getting on eBay, but
I don't know, man. I mean, what's homeboy name with the beard? Chris?
Chris?
Yeah. He had an entire table of $100 and under, and they were all DS, weren't they?
A lot of them were, and a lot of them were like good shoes for
not even being touched. I mean, not even like being looked at. Like, even at other previous Heat of Soul events, people were selling at retail, and cats were still like, could you do 90? If the shoe sold out and I'm asking for retail, that's all you should pay. You should give me my retail. Like, at least, all right? Like, that's insane. I mean, I don't know, man. The market is just, it's like this.
The only thing
people want right now is Boost and Jordan 1. That's it.
Jordan 1, yeah. Because I'm still looking for Band 1s, and they're $330, $340. What?
I thought you would have got those by now.
I'm not paying.
He could have got them at... Oh, I didn't know the man said.
Well, I
could have
gone for $300. Well, you know, one of them cats was like, and that's another thing too.
Well, that's what started the conversation. Oh, yeah, that's another one.
You have to take PayPal
or Square. Bring a Square.
Or bring a Square. Bring something.
Well, he wasn't a vendor, so I understand I'm not having a Square. But yeah, you have to be able to take PayPal.
So he said $300. Not bad, but. And then I said, he said that's his high offer. He got $300, and I said, I'll give you $299.99. And he said, if you do it now, and then it kind of threw me off a little bit. I was like, I said, you got PayPal? I said, nah. And I didn't have $200.99 on me. So I was like, nah, I'm good, bro. Actually, I said, I'll think about it. And I was like, I'll find that kid later or something. But
he still had him when he was walking around later. He didn't sell him, as far as I know.
PayPal, I probably would have bought
him. But see, here's the thing, I was surprised Greg didn't say like $260 or $280, but I didn't realize the kid had said, oh, high offer, $300 or whatever. Yeah,
he was probably lying, though.
Oh, yeah.
Could have just had somebody hand him cash and you sent
him. I think Jeremy was going to give him. I mean, he may not know this, but I was probably going to ask Jeremy, like, yo, you got $300 on you and PayPal him.
Yeah.
You could have asked Naper. Naper had about $6 million in his pocket.
Dang, bro, you trying to get him stuck up?
All right. If I seen it at the event, people seen it. Money was stacked.
Bruh. Putting his business out.
Dang. Okay. You're going to get him get caught.
Rest in peace.
He's going to be on the light rail one day.
Counting out in public in front of people. So, yes.
Bruh. One day he's going to be on that light rail corner and get caught. Yes. Bruh, chill out. Shout out to Naper, though, for posting up for a second and talking. How do you feel just like sneakerhead culture in general? Are you consider yourself like you got tons of sneakers or not a lot? Because a lot of people that we talk to, we just assume
what's a lot.
Got,
Well, we just assume like somebody like Napier or like Charles Benhato. Shout out to Charles. I would think like, man, they got him stacked. Nah. No, 75.
Even Steve from Rashima, he said he had like maybe Steve. Under 100, he said.
Yeah. I think the mentality of a lot of people has changed, though, too. Some people are on that whole quantity over quality, which I totally understand, which I wish I can get to that point.
Right.
And there's other people who see the monetization of it, and people want to like just get stuff to sell it. Like I said, the guys who got the shoes in the office, I thought they were all hyped about keeping them.
They're like, they're having to get rid of them?
I'm probably going to sell them. I'm really? Just like, really?
I know.
I guess I'm too much of a fan in that sense where, like, I don't really buy too much stuff unless I'm keeping it. I don't ever look at something as, like, oh, that's going to be limited. Let me get that so I can sell it.
I mean, just making our list today.
But to answer your question, roughly, I'd say about 180-ish.
180.
I mean, that's a good number.
Which is a lot more than everybody else has been on here.
Yeah.
At least everybody I've been asked.
But that's not, like, complete. I mean, I have a couple pairs of, like, I probably have like 10 pairs of Roshis. So
right.
There's that. I mean, I buy a lot of stuff that I like.
I like to hear that. Yeah. All right.
I've got so many.
Roshi runs are so disrespected out here.
I've got so many $30 Nike Easy Mills.
Simple. Everything you buy is $50.
I couldn't tell you the last time I wore a pair, though. But
really? And see, I have a bunch of DS pairs that I haven't thrown on yet. And I'm like, you know, I might as well throw these DS Roshi runs out because I can't sell them. Ain't nobody buying them. Like, I'm definitely not going to get what I paid back for them.
$39.99.
So I can't even get the candy. You know I sell stuff for cheap. All right, I was trying to give one once fire red fives for $100. Nobody moved.
What size?
Size 10. Nobody moved. Whites.
You could sell them on eBay for more than that, probably.
I could, but then I gotta put them in a box, and then you gotta tape it.
It's so much easier. Somebody just drives to you and gives you cash.
It's so much easier when you say, "Yo, give me a QT," and you just give them to them. That's so much easier.
Random question. Plastic boxes, or do you keep everything in the original boxes?
Original boxes.
You're not flip-top box people?
No,
everything in the original box.
I have some are.
He saw that in the vlogs.
What you got? Plastic boxes?
No. I like to keep all the boxes. I mean, I just got some because I actually have a plug on the boxes. I got 20 of them. I mean, I got 8 of them for $20.
That's pretty good.
But
I'd probably be gobbling if I got 8 for $20.
The flip fronts? Oh, yeah. Those are like $4 a piece. That's cheap.
And see, I would...
Those are the ones I want.
I would go to the plastics. The problem is that I still wouldn't want to get rid of the real box.
Yeah,
like, I'd have to find somewhere to put the real box.
Yeah, then it's twice as much space.
Yeah, so it's like, do I just leave the original boxes, or now do I stack up a bunch of boxes in the garage or in the attic or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I kept a lot of my sneakers, I mean fire sneakers, in my mom's attic when I was living at home before I got married, and then like the birds had like pecked through the fence. I mean, they were covered in bird dookie and dust and feathers all everywhere. Like, and I don't ever put anything in the attic. I don't put anything in the garage anymore. I mean, if I see a scorpion in the box, I might move. And that's facts.
I don't know if you technically consider what we have out here attics. It's just a place to trap hot heat.
I'd say yes.
It depends what era your house was built in, or if you've had your roof redone.
Attics are only in scary movies. Those are the only places that got attics. And they got like dusty stuff and a doll in the corner.
Well, if you go back east, trunks. Those like A-frame.
Yeah, they always houses. Got trunks.
Trunks in the attic.
What are we, pirates? We got trunks
in the attic.
If you got an A-frame house, you have an attic.
He's a B-frame house.
I have no idea what any of that means. Oh, the points? I just call those pointy houses.
Okay. congratulations.
Yo, shout out to Daniel Rejuvenator for bringing us these kits as well. Y'all watch the debate?
I did. Actually, okay, so this is what I did.
You watch it?
Yeah, man.
I had,
y'all not voting for Trump?
I follow. Okay.
Oh, y'all not?
I had the football game on the computer, and I was sitting at my desk watching the football game, and the TV was on behind me, but the volume was off on the football game and up on the debate. You don't need to see what they're doing on the debate. Just listen to it.
I love that debate.
Nonverbal is my 70% favorite, of communication. You need to see what they're doing.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. My favorite night of television ever in history is election night, period. I will not go to the gym. I will go home and watch election night. God. It is fantastic. Wait, I love election
night. Stats and election night. Like, you are the biggest.
Okay, first of all, I love election night, too.
When they're calling states for.
You like stuff like that.
What are you talking about? That's my favorite night of television ever.
No, your favorite night of television is on the first day of Final Four. Basketball. March Madness. Facts.
Yeah, but that's during the day, though. I'm talking about, like, prime time.
All right, fine.
When you go home from work.
Are you voting for Trump? Are you voting for Trump, Ryan?
I mean,
you know,
I know it depends on what you and your family decide.
Simple white. Yeah, they decide for him. He's white. It's been decided.
Yeah, we're having what to do. We're having a meeting Friday.
Yeah, I got dinner.
meeting on their yacht on Friday.
Like, Ryan, we know you're in the sneakers, but cut it out, all right? You vote for Trump, Daniel?
Not only sneakers, but he listens to trap. Nothing but trap rap in his car. That's it.
Hey, man. Simple is with it. Well, he's with it when he's with us.
There ain't a single trap rapper that's voting for Trump. Let me put it that way.
That was funny.
Travis Scott.
I
don't care what people do. I'm just going to be honest
funny.
With you.
I thought it was funny.
I mean, it's going to be like another.
Junk. People think like, oh, Trump wasn't prepared. Trump was never been prepared in
Listen,
his life.
It's going to be.
He was exactly what he wanted
to be. When people realize it's not going to be enough. Okay, so slavery ended what? Officially ended 150 years ago, something like that.
I wasn't there.
And then, okay. I'm just saying, in the timeline of the United States. The U.S. has been a country for...
You might have been
George
there.
Was there. George was there.
All
right. Oh, man.
You done yet? You had all your fun?
All right, go.
George used to play with Abe Lincoln's kids.
I'm just saying, like, the country, you know, 400 years old.
Right.
And civil rights movement was in the 1960s. I think it's going to take another 100 years or something before... There's change, you know what I mean? Like, that's why it's not worth it for me to waste my time worrying about what people are doing right now when it's just going to take time. I mean, that's really what it is. Now, maybe my great-grandkids will have to worry about that kind of stuff, but to me, that's why people talk about politics. I don't even bother getting in the conversation.
Who's older, you or Wolverine?
That was actually funny, bro. George, that was funny. Bruh, that was funny. George, that was funny, bro.
You guys are actually like, it was like in tears, like Dave Chappelle came in and did a live stand up in front of you or something.
I would say that was more so funny just because of how random it was.
That was pretty funny.
I wasn't
bro.
Expecting that.
That was like that was funny. That was pretty good. Simple's usually good for a good two or three of those every episode. Oh, that was all funny. Right.
Okay. Well, all you brought politics up. I talked about it and then it just went into nonsense.
Well, I'm gonna say I thought it was funny and that a lot of people don't realize that Trump did exactly what he wanted to do. Trump is trying to pull out of every American that little piece inside your chest that says, I don't trust government. He's not trying to come with facts. He's trying to make you convinced that you've been sick of the last 30, 40, 50 years.
True.
Like, you know what? Aren't you sick of the Clintons? Aren't you sick of the Bushes? Aren't you sick of the Kennedys, the Reagans, the Nixons? Go somewhere else. And it's that truck driver who's driving down the street. You know, I am sick of Clintons and I'm sick of Bushes and I hate this. Maybe I'll give this guy a shot. Because I'll admit, I'm not voting for Trump, but in every American, there's a tiny bit of curiosity of like, huh, what could he possibly do? I'm not going to lie to you. He's curious and he's entertaining. If a debate brings you almost Super Bowl numbers, those new group of individuals that came to watch this, they're not all fact checkers. They're not like.
Yeah, but compare, what are the numbers compared to last time, though? It might always be like that.
No,
though.
It's
you know
not.
What I'm saying?
They were like talking about it all night, like how that was. Insanely, like
I just assume it would always be like that.
But if you saw a picture of Trump wearing a pair of Kennedy 999s,
hey, ooh. He might actually got those.
He probably does.
See, but here's the thing: what you just said is 100% accurate, and I realized that a long time ago. But how many people have realized that? That's the thing.
I don't know, man.
Very small percentage of the population.
Who knows? If he won, I wouldn't be shocked. I think people would be genuinely shocked. Wouldn't shock me at all. It's a popularity contest. When you got idiots walking around talking about Kanye 2012. There are people who would actually vote for Kanye West.
Absolutely.
You can't tell me, I'll never vote for Trump. This is stupid. But I'll vote for Kanye West. That's just as stupid. Do you know?
Well, I don't know if serious people are saying that. Bro. You're talking about like the fringe.
Just
of
how you see like a Yeezy, when we talk about being cool matters, just the age demographic of individuals that would change when watching politics would be so dramatic. Right now, it's between the ages of. Probably 24
yes, would
to something.
Still go vote,
bruh. You have kids at 13 years old watching politics.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
Looking at Kanye, okay.
But you're just talking about TV numbers. They can't actually go vote. So
you're right. So it really doesn't matter.
Well, they'll be able
but
to. In
they would
four
be
years,
everywhere.
5 years.
No, he's
when
saying
runs.
When Kanye is actually running. Right?
He ain't running.
Well, obviously, he just wanted publicity. But
so we cool. Anything else? Nothing else.
Yeah, that's it.
Ain't good. Ain't good. Top 10.
Top
2016
10.
List.
Get to the list.
Are we doing honorable mentions?
I got a couple, but we could just breeze through those quick. All right. We're running time.
All right. Who's going first?
Daniel can go first. He's our guest. What you got?
I do got two honorable mentions, though.
What you got?
Flyknit Presto, the USA colorway one.
Those are fire.
Fire.
And agree. Then my other honorable mention is the Snakeskin Air Max 98 Supreme.
Fire.
Should be on your list.
No. Daniel's, he's starting off pretty good.
I'm fine with it.
My honorable mention, let me see. I got Supreme 98 Snakeskins and Soulbox Boost. Put those on there.
Ultra Boost.
They would have been in the list, but I mean, Jesus.
Yes, contrary.
Anyways, what you got, Simple?
I've got the Asics Monkey Time Gelite 5 Sand.
Had it on my list. Layers. Crossed it out.
The Human Race NMDs.
Said tossed it out.
I crossed it out.
Oh.
And the.
You like Human Races? I thought you didn't like those.
No, I like them.
Oh.
He just doesn't like the actual human race.
Yeah, I just don't like the actual race of humans. The shoes are great. And then I think the Jordan 11 Low Golds and Cherries are two really good shoes from this year.
I might have one on my list in my top 10 for a reason. What you got, George? I'm going to mention Denny.
Yes, a million of them, because there was a lot of good shoes that came out this year.
There was a lot of good shoes.
Yes, there was. I'm just going to run through them and you can agree or disagree. I don't care.
A lot of good shoes that we probably couldn't get.
Doesn't matter. They're still there.
My top 10 is full of stuff we couldn't get.
He's got 14.
What you got?
This is right, honorable mentions. I'm going to go through real quick. You guys should say yes or no. Shake your head. I don't care. A6 times Mita Gelite 5 Trico. It was the one with blue and red. I don't know if you ever seen it. Look it up.
I don't know what they look like.
Okay, it doesn't suck.
What else you got?
You even know what it looks like?
No.
Contrary, both of you.
What you got?
Adidas EQT Support ADV, the Core Black, the regular colorway from the OG that was like black, white, and green.
Those are good.
Dope. A6 Offspring Gelite 5 Cobbled. Dope. I put the Pirate Black 2.0 on here. Take it or leave it, but it was obviously very sought after. Probably we all in here own that shoe, so. Vans, no. No, I guess not. Vans Old School Mono Pack Olive Burgundy Super Flames.
Thought about putting on the list.
Yep. Nike SB Supreme Blazer, the one that just came out. I actually, because I saw someone wearing them at HSS, I actually kind of like that wheat or gum colorway or
you
whatever.
You hate blazers.
And you hate wheat.
No, I don't hate that.
When Don was on here and said Supreme Blazers
in
the
top
collab.
Yeah, but those are highs, though. Those are highs. Mm. Mm. I saw them at Heated Soul Summit. They're dope. The gum ones. Simple likes the pink and the blue ones. I'm fine with all of them. They're dope. Okay, so what are you arguing with?
I'm just saying, how could you not like Supreme Blazers?
Because you hate blazers and you hate anything wheat.
Okay, at number one, yes.
That's actually true. You hate a lot of wheat stuff. That's not true.
They
you
make
hate Tim's, Air
okay,
Force
Timberlands
Ones.
Timberlands are gigantic and are
Corn
terrible.
Flakes, you hate. You hate a lot of
stuff. Yes. Wheaties?
Oh, no, he loves Wheaties.
Thank you.
He thinks Wheaties is the greatest cereal on earth.
Thank you.
Wheaties are literally one of the worst cereals.
Okay, well, at least you got the first part right.
If you don't put sugar on, anyways, what you got?
Another Frosted Flakes.
Yes, thank you. Concepts New Balance 998 Rivalry Pack, the Boston colorway. I know he agrees with that.
Yes,
I think
agree
he owns
that.
Them.
I agree with that.
I probably don't even have to have this one on here, but the Kobe 11 Carpe Diem. Take it or leave it.
Oh, I forgot about the whole faded black pack.
Suck.
Yeah, they don't suck. The Air Presto Denim Pack, the gray version. You guys probably need to look that up because I'm sure you haven't seen them. Super dope. They have like gum, sole, different colors. They're dope.
That is.
Look it up. Air Presto Denim Pack, the gray one.
This might be the most honorable mentions you've ever had.
Yeah. This
a
is like
a good, lot of
like
good shoes came out.
What you got?
Nike Lunar Epic Low, the multicolor one, the ones that I wore that day. Dope.
That day. Yeah, no.
Yeah, those,
yeah,
suck.
Those are flames. Whack. You're okay.
I mean, $47.27 I caught.
Those look like a Fruity Pebble Dookie.
All right. What else you got?
Congratulations. Ultra Boost Uncaged Solar Red, the ones that you got and I got.
Okay.
Jordan 1 OG Low Chicago.
Okay.
And then Adidas Pure Boost ZG times Livestock. That.
10. Daniel, bottom five. Let's go.
Top 10. Number 10, I have the Nike Presto and the acronym that just dropped. The vault colored one, preferably.
Fine with it.
Like it.
And then number 9, I have White Cement 4.
Okay. Mm.
I agree.
I mean,
so
I
you already know I'm going to agree.
Jordan's
so.
Grill.
I mean, I would say it, but it just makes me so mad that the
you're,
same shoe
yeah, you're
drops
contrary.
And they put a
we
Nike
know.
On the
yes,
back.
You're contrary. We know.
Like, that's not contrary.
Yes, it is.
You can't, like, drop a different version of an OG and then drop the real version of an OG.
You just not putting it on your list for just a reason that you don't want to put it on there is their very definition of contrary.
You come out with two different OG. Like, it's stupid.
Is it not one of the dopest shoes of all time?
This isn't the all-time list.
I understand that, but is it not? Yes or no?
Okay.
Why wouldn't you put it on your list?
I'm not doing it.
See? Contrary.
What you got, Daniel?
Number eight.
Number eight, the Concept New Balance Rivals, the New York colorway.
Believe it.
I'm a sucker for Fine teal with and it. Stuff. Seven, Flu Game 12s, Bread 12s, whatever you want to call them.
It was hard to keep that off my list.
I consider it a grail, but...
Man, you didn't even
I
don't cost. Know, man.
Yeah, because I sold OGs to Neff for like $150.
And now he's selling them for $250.
That's a fact. I think it's over $325.
Split it.
Number six, the Adidas High Snobiety Ultra Boost, the gray one.
I'm fine with mm-hmm. it. It was like
I got mystery gray.
I got pictures.
I'm no, the different good. The different gray color.
Oh, it has like the leather. Oh, yeah, okay, the leather
okay.
cage.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was tight.
And then number five is the Gum 750. I actually think I went one ahead. So
that's number six or five.
Oh,
that
really?
Was five.
It's all good.
Oh, all right.
My list is fine. I mean, you really can't argue with anything on anybody's list. I mean,
you'll argue with my list.
With yours?
Probably.
No, I don't know, man. Because if your honorable mentions,
it's
I
probably
agree
all
with,
the rest of Supreme.
Then you
and
have
bait.
To have pretty good stuff. I agree with. We pretty much agree with all of his honorable mentions.
All Supreme and Bape, brother.
Yeah, but I like all that stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
Number 10, Nike Hyperdunk 2016 Flyknits.
The
fire
with like the booty the orange red colorway. Yeah, the I know what shoe you're talking about, but like the colorway we were talking about.
Oh, like right. that, like
that colorway is dope.
The shoe was
I wouldn't
tight.
Pay
if
that
I hooped,
much for that shoe.
It's $200. I seen them at Flight Club. If I hooped, I would definitely wear those.
What is it about that shoe? Because I would definitely not put that on my list.
I think it's like probably a pretty good looking basketball shoe for. Something I mean, other than the other basketball shoes, it's a pretty good basketball shoe. Like, if you're not copping a Jordan or anything else to hoop in, or like a LeBron or a Kyrie, that's a pretty good Hyper Dunk. Changed it up. It's literally probably about like 89% Flyknit.
I would say, but the problem is you said pretty good, and then you said $200 price tag.
Well,
so.
I have a few things on here. That's a problem.
Okay,
$200.
Yeah,
is
see,
insane.
I mean, those are dope to
Let me. See.
Maybe
dope. I love
it's dope looking. I mean, it doesn't look to me like a basketball shoe.
I wouldn't.
It kind of looks like the soccer Flyknit shoe they came out with.
Mercurials or whatever they're called. Yeah, they do kind of look like that. Number nine, I got the Nike Telerias. Love them.
Okay.
Glad they dropped again. $175. No. Okay. Now, those should be $150.
Aren't
and racers should be
$100.
Yeah, they are still sitting, but I'm not. Number eight, Spyridons.
I knew those would be on your list.
$175.
Way too expensive.
Again,
yeah, way too expensive.
I don't know what they were when they originally dropped. Was it 125?
Probably.
I think they were when the OGs dropped, they were 125.
What
they
year
re-released
did it come out?
Again. God.
If it came on the 90s, they weren't $125.
98, 99?
Number seven, I actually have Jordan 11 Cherry Lows. And I only have Cherry Lows on there because I actually think this retro looked better than the OGs.
That's what a lot of people have been saying.
I mean, had the OGs.
This retro.
And it was something about these cherries. I mean, maybe it was a sole. Was a sole like lighter?
Mm.
It didn't. It's something about them. They looked better.
I think the shape
than
like
the OGs.
Different.
Something was different about them. And then number six, I got Crews, the blue ones. Love them.
Figured that would be on there.
Oh my God.
And we had them before they actually dropped. We got them.
Hear what he said?
What'd he say?
He forgot Cruises completely.
I know. Insane.
And he would like.
Well, only two color Cruises
ask,
came out.
He probably
out
wants to be buried
in 2016.
With his
only blacks and blues came out in 2016. Wheats
are like my
no,
two favorites.
No,
Wheats
the red,
are my favorite.
Well, I don't know if the red ones have technically dropped yet, but the red ones are.
Yeah, you know where they dropped? Marshalls on the East Coast.
Well, they're in my closet. And that's a fact. And I don't know when I'm going to wear those things. I should have worn my Heat-A-Soul Summit. What you got?
Number 10, the Jordan 1 No Swoosh Low Pink.
Dang, I agree with you on that one.
That's
because
a dope one.
I don't even know if they're pink either. I think they're more like pink mango-ish because I seen someone wearing them on feet on a video or something. Flames.
Yes.
I never thought I would say that until I saw them on that video.
They're super dope.
Flames. Trust me. You look for an on-foot pick.
I like them, but top 10?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't put him in the top 10, but when I saw that, I was like, ooh.
What did you watch? What did you see that?
Another vlog, probably.
You love vlogs.
I love videos.
Just say it. It's cool. We ain't tripping if you love vlogs. Just go ahead and say it.
Yes, thank you.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I've already told you I love vlogs. I mean, I have no problem with that. I love watching videos.
Continue what
We've talked about this a million times.
Okay,
I don't know.
What you got?
Number nine, the Jordan 1 Band 1 2016.
Yeah.
The quality on it, you know, classic shoe, great shoe. I mean, number eight, the Nice Kicks Consortium NMDs. The red and black tie-dye.
Oh, yes.
Those are fire.
Okay, and I hated those when the pics. I did not like those, and I seen this man walking through Fashion Square with them.
They're fire.
I couldn't believe how dope those were in person. Yeah. Like,
number seven, a shoe that I know at least the three of us have, super fire, and they've skyrocketed recently, the Chalk Ultra Boosts.
Yep. Yep.
That's one, yeah.
Can't go wrong with it. Even though you never wear them, but.
And then number six.
Never wears any Ultra Boost.
Number six for me, the Supreme 98 Snakeskins.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You got all of them.
I got all of them.
All of them in like triples. I mean, why not?
All Supreme. Every shoe is Supreme.
I already know what his number like 3, 2, 1 have to be.
All right. You have no idea.
Number 10. Yeah. The Air Presto Flyknit Ultra, any color. Pick one. They're all fucking super dope. I'm glad they made that shoe.
Too much money.
I need to buy one. Well, some of them are like half price now. Number 9, Y3 Pure Boost ZG, the knit, the one we looked at today, but the black one. I know you like the white one,
like
Oreo, whatever, but the black one.
I like Oreo
dope.
Better than that one.
The one Jeremy had on at HSS. That's super
fire.
You guys will probably hate this one, but I don't care. Kobe 11 Summer Pack. I still need those, but I'm not paying retail for
it's
those.
It's not
the
ones that look like I don't hate Miami. It. It's They're just dope. Definitely not. Dang. I mean, if you would have said number 10.
Flames.
All right.
I mean, it's
10.
8. That's not that far away from 10.
8 is a very important spot. Okay. Though. I mean, go ahead.
You can relax. The Kobe, this is a split. Kobe 4, 5, Fade to Black. And number 6, NMD. This has already been mentioned, I think, twice. NMD Prime Knit. Oh, no. Sorry, that's the next one. I just almost ruined my list. The NMD Prime Knit Gray Camo, which is the one we talked about earlier that looks like the one right. that man tried to sell HSS.
All right. That ruined my list. So that's everything?
That's 10 through 6.
All right. Daniel, you're up. Top 5 right now. We're doing the top 10 best sneakers or greatest sneakers of 2016 as of right now.
To us.
To us.
Not to hurt anybody's feelings, but there are no NMDs on my list.
I don't even own an NMD, so it don't matter to me.
So I kind of already spilled the beans on 5. It was a 750 gum Yeezy.
Okay.
Number 4 is the Just Don 2 Beaches.
Simple was asking about those earlier.
I'll agree.
What month they came out. I think I think the shoe is dope. The cut, like the color of the shoe and the materials they use are actual flames. But the shoe is too big. I can't wear a 2. There's no way. It looks like a combat boot.
You could wear a 2. Simple could wear a 2. You could wear a 2, Daniel. I couldn't wear a 2.
Yeah, I don't think I could wear a
2. Not a 2 high. All right.
I don't think I could wear
a 2. Way too short to wear a 2 high.
The only thing I didn't like is they forced you to buy that damn pack with the hat.
Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
That's the only thing.
What was retail on those? 7?
$650, I think.
I do love those. Just Don Blues and the Beaches.
Looking for a pair of Beaches if anybody has any. 10.5, let me know.
Me too, 9.5 for
I think
400.
Fight Club got some.
Yeah, for 400.
Number 3 was actually one of your honorable mentions, but the Soulbox Adidas Uncaged Ultra Boost.
Yep.
Flames.
Number 2 is actually the Jordan 1, the Bread.
Yeah.
And then number 1 should be no surprise, Yeezy V2 Beluga.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yes.
I mean, that literally just came out last weekend.
That is probably my favorite color of 350s.
Of all of them.
Really?
All of them.
Really?
Yeah. With the orange and everything? Yeah. Wow. All right. Wow.
Cleveland Browns.
I don't know. I don't understand the stripe.
Cleveland Browns.
Do we even know? Because we were talking about it. What does the supply stand for? Do we even know?
Yeah, what's that mean?
No idea.
Supply the people with Yeezys.
Yeah.
Yes, because clearly so many people got them.
I think, honestly.
Is that what that means?
I just think it kind of.
I don't know.
You ready for a nap?
I think it ties back into just his whole look of all his clothes and everything he's been doing with Adidas is very like military inspired. Surplus and
maybe.
Supplies.
Oh,
stuff like that,
maybe. That actually kind of sounds. Because
even
good
the box, the way it has the text and stuff, reminds me of like military stuff.
There's
number 5. Jordan 5 Metallic 5s. I have Metallic 5s.
What? You, okay, so you hated on.
White
cement 4s because of the Nike Air on the back, but
no,
you're going to put metallic 5s.
No. See, this is the reason why I hated on cement 4s is because they didn't – anytime a metallic 5 is dropped,
yeah.
It's never been different in quality. It's never been like, ooh, the metallic is different or the material is different. Metallic 5s are always the exact same when they drop. Then they dropped it again with the Nike in the back. The problem I have with cement 4s is the fact – first of all, cement 4s – they okay, that's like baby shoes.
The pink ones. They look, those look like actual baby shoes. Those pink swooshless Jordan lows.
He had it on the list. I'm trying to show you the picture.
I know what they are. I've
seen I understand that. I don't know if you saw a picture on foot.
Okay. Metallic 5s are one of the most disrespected releases ever. They're still sitting on shelves. Cements flew. They flew off shelves. Everybody has them. Now you can probably get them for retail under retail. But still, those flew off the shelves. Metallic 5s are disrespected. And they look good. They look good. And they're just sitting on shelves.
So do white cement 4s not look good?
No, they're boots.
They do look good. But they just dropped, what, like 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
So did the Metallic 5s drop in 2012?
I would have said cement 4s fine if when they dropped 3-4 years ago, it was the exact same one. The other ones are literally a different shoe from the ones that just dropped. The cement is different. That means the ones that we bought 3-4 years ago are almost fakes to me. They're almost trashed. Huh?
I don't own them anymore. So
how could they? They're almost.
I sold mine.
They're almost fakes. I have them. Like, they're almost fakes.
I only have the new ones.
You can't call these cement fours if the new ones that dropped have the real cement.
They're imposters.
Remastered.
Yeah, they're UAs. They're unauthorized whatever pairs. Like, they're not the real thing. Number four, I got Olympic Prestos on them. I mean, just the mids in general, the shoe is fire. Like, it's...
What shoe?
I got Olympic Prestos.
Oh, yeah.
That Presto mid, whatever that is.
Yeah,
like,
Flames.
Love it.
I have it on my list.
And I feel that those are very disrespected as well. Those should be flying just like an NMD.
I don't love the Olympic colorway as much as some of the other ones, but to me it doesn't matter. Any color on any the shoe. Those mango ones, if they made those in a men's size, I would own them already. The ones that came out for the women?
I thought they did.
Oh. I saw those when I was Detroit, and it wasn't even a retail Nike. It was an outlet, which made no sense to me because it was like downtown. Hmm. Went in there, and they had those on display, but not selling them. I was like, what is going on here?
Number three, I just put NMDs. And I only put NMDs on there because like of what they've done historically for sneakers. I'm sorry. There is nothing. NMDs do not sit, period.
But you don't own a pair?
Well, I don't own a pair. I don't know.
The ones that Foot Locker has, they sit.
I just went to like, none of them have anymore. None of them. There is no NMDs.
People probably try to cop to bring the HSS and sell for over retail.
You take a drive to Tucson, you'll find some.
Well, but Tucson is the worst city in the United States of America.
Okay, well, that's a different topic. Road trip.
I ain't going to Tucson, unless we're going to U of A. Wool, Prime Knit. It doesn't matter what they're made out of. It doesn't matter. They fly off the shelves. I mean, they're more popular than Ultra Boost.
I was like, actually
they are more popular in terms of sales, yes.
And I don't get it because, like you said, you have 10 pair of Roche Runs. Roche Runs are pretty equivalent to NMD. And Roche Runs changed a lot of the game as well when they first dropped. They were $75 and were probably the most comfortable sneaker on the market at that time.
Yes, but there's two differences in my opinion because I own NMDs, like not the Prime Knit ones, but the first mesh that came out or whatever. The Boost, number one, is more comfortable. Now, you could say it's close. I won't argue with you. That's fine.
Then what?
Boost is more comfortable than whatever Roshi uses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thought you meant the Ultra Boost.
No, then whatever Roshi uses. Fine. No, they're equivalent. Yeah, yeah. Ultra Boost is probably a little more comfortable because there's a little bit more foam, but it's equivalent.
What else?
And then the knit, whatever the material is for the upper, is way more like a sock with a Roshi than it is with the NMD. The NMD is way more stable when your foot moves around than a Roshi. So there's two advantages that it has.
I would say not by much, but I know that the fuse layer that goes over the toe box, if you want to call it that, on the NMD probably gives it a little bit more support. I mean, the Roshi literally had nothing in it. It was just, like you said, knitted sock.
Yeah, it was literally nothing.
But I was having this conversation with Steve actually before I left the office about that too. What is the appeal with the NMD? Like, I think it's a simple, dope shoe.
Right.
But for retail, like, I am not paying resale prices for any of those. Like,
and there
should be
a ton of those sitting on the shelves, just like a Roche Run, just like Racers, just like everything.
But they didn't. That's the thing about Adidas is they're making them in. That's why. Foot Locker or whatever gets more. They sell out to get more. They're making them in like small batches.
You're right, and you're right. That's why I got the number three is like historical because it doesn't matter how many batches they drop. I can't even get a pair. Like, you can't even try and get a pair.
You can get a pair.
They keep flying off the shelves.
It depends what color you're talking about, but like the ones that I have, the ones that look like, you know, I just call them Raider colors or whatever, black with the silver three swooshes or three stripes, you can get those.
Number two, Chalk Ultra Boost. I mean, duh. And number one, the Jordan Band 1. And it just makes no sense. It doesn't matter how often this shoe drops.
It's just the greatest
thing
ever.
Well, it's a new thing.
But what
it
made
wasn't
this,
like that a couple
what,
years ago.
I wasn't going to put this number one on my list, but what made me put this number one on the list is that the shoe was $160. They could have easily made them $190 or even $220, and they still would have flew off the shelves just like they would have. Yep. Like, it's facts. It doesn't matter. And these ones are better quality than
well,
like,
so here's
the
thing.
Few years.
We talk about this a lot, about how Jordan kind of priced, Jordan brand kind of priced resellers out in terms of retros.
Right.
The ones. The ones are the one shoe that they didn't price people out on because they're only 160, which is what fives and fours and threes
right.
and whatever else used to be.
That's
so
right.
now that's why people can still make money in the resale game.
True. Simple. What you got?
Number five, Just On 2 Beaches.
Hey.
Okay.
Number four, Soulbox Ultra Boost. I think the actual Ultra Boost with no cage on it, like what the Soulbox did, is 1,000 times better than an actual uncaged Ultra
agree,
Boost.
100%.
I agree, really?
Agree.
I agree on that shoe, but not when you cut the netting off a regular Ultra Boost. You think that's better. I disagree
I think
with
it's
that.
The same thing, isn't it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not? Oh.
You have like that collar, like those.
Yeah, there's still a collar on a regular
that we have. You agree with that? Number three, Yeezy 750 Gum Sole. Yeah, I need a pair.
There we are.
If anybody has those for 400, hit me up.
Yeah. Number one.
Number two.
Oh, number two.
The Consortium NMD Neighborhoods that just dropped over the weekend.
Those
the black and
the
white.
The ones you hate.
With the skull and crossbone on
the
tongue.
Yeah, the ones that the UN posted. They had
the XR
fire.
Ones.
They had
you
what?
Got that number two?
They had what? They had what?
The UN posted all those like a week or two ago. Had them early or whatever.
Talking about urban cities.
I love that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I need to go there
like
to get a
much?
Pair of Moon Rocks because I'm sure they got some.
If there was an NMD I bought, it would be that hands down.
Yeah, I've seen it on videos.
Like, what's number one?
Number one. This is a shoe that, like,
I
out of the year,
is.
If I had, I could wear every
I know
day.
What it is.
What do you think it is?
It's a Camo 5, Supreme 5.
No, those didn't. Those came out last year.
Last year.
Otherwise, oh. they would have been. Woo. Number one. If I had the shoe,
I can see it from where I'm looking, and it's. I already talked about it.
Yes, the Y3 Pure Boost. ZG white black.
That's what you got.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I didn't know you even cared about those.
Number five, George.
All right, five, Nice Kicks NMD. That's what I was talking about earlier. I almost ruined it because I thought it was number five or number six, and I almost said it. But Nice Kicks NMD, the
tie-dye.
Tie-dye, yes. Number five. Number four, Jordan 1 Black Red Band just came out. I think we've pretty much everything that's on here except one has already been mentioned.
Black Red Band, yes, band ones.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. You guys, you already know this is on here. You're going to hate it. I mean, Daniel doesn't know this is on here, but you guys know this is on here. You're going to hate it, and I really don't care. But the Nike Air Max 1 Ultra Flyknit OG.
I knew you were going to have
it. I thought your top five were going to be different colors.
I knew that was good. Yeah, all five colorways.
Flames, yes. Flames.
What
yes.
else?
Well, you already know what number one and number two are. Number two, Jordan 4 White Cement with the Nike Air in the back. Number one, Ultra Boost Uncaged Soul Box.
Yes, sir.
Well, that wraps up the list. Anything else, guys? We've run this kind of long.
Nope. Shout out to Heat of Soul Summit, Daniel for coming through.
Shout out to Daniel,
Daniel
and
Rejuvenator
yeah,
for these
shout out to
sneak Rejuvenator. Disc. Rejuvenator.
Shout out to
Collabs.
Shout out to shout out to Abe, Tesh, Heat of Soul Summit.
That's it. That's a sneak disc.